Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
There is anyone that you have seen, that you appreciate what God is doing in their lives? Just think of anybody. I want you to know that it was not all work that got them there. There is something the Bible refers to as time and chance. There is something that is known as visibility, the power of visibility. You may be good, but you may be hidden. The people on your street may know how wonderful you are, whatever it is that you do, but you may be at the backside. Pharaoh didn't reckon with Moses as long as he was at the backside. You can be a shepherd of sheep, but you are not a threat to us as long as you are at the back. But the day the eyes of Moses sees the fire of God, the day, even if he's 80 years, he will come out of retirement. But there are some of us now, we have retired, but we are not aware we have retired. We think we are just catching time, watching time. And one of the ways you will know you are retired is that you spend a lot of time on social media. Are you still here? So just be ticking the boxes so you can do an examination for yourself and see if you are still in this race, or you took your school fees back and went home from Unilag. Some people are not aware they've collected their school fees, because the race of destiny is not a fair race. It's not fair. The rules are there, but it's not fair. Most of the people that you look at and you wish to be like, and you are saying, God, why, when? They are not nearly as lucky as you are. But there is something called time. So why many of us spend and some of us don't know that time is money or currency. So no matter how smart you are, you can't capture time. But most of us are not really aware that the way we invest in our studies and skills, we also need to invest into knowledge of time. Because there's something we call catching the trend or catching the move. If you understand a bit about the financial market, if you don't worry. But there's something that is called catching the move or catching the trend. Or for instance, there is something that you find on social media. You just notice in 24 hours, everybody is doing the same thing. For instance, I'm looking demure. I thought it was an accident, but I noticed you've seen that thing everywhere, right? So it's like a trend. So everybody is demure now. Every lady, it's just the ladies anyway. The guys they don't have time for this. We are too busy doing all that. I want to say something, and I might offend some of you. If you are a lady or a brother here, or you are online, or you will still see this video, what I'm saying is not in the Bible. But maybe it's in the Bible, but think about it. I'm just passing by. I didn't come for you. There are things that you may be doing that may point to the absence of a father figure in your life. Like wearing nose rings. Church is quiet too. I hope you have collected the offering so that people can... I'm not saying it's bad. You know, me, I'm your pastor. I'm not a social media star, I'll just tell you. I don't have time to fool around. I'm already seeing gray hairs. I don't have time. So I would rather just tell you. It's not just that it's a cultural thing. I'm not looking at the cultural aspect, but I want you to look at it. When you have, personally, I like it. I even asked my wife, I don't remember, like, could you add three more? But really, I don't say, why will I subject her to that pain? But I like it. But she refused. Or technically, I think she refused. But me, I like, it's like a thing, some of us are very vain. But when I started doing my research, I realized that if you grew up under very strict parents, there are some of you that didn't wear a pair of trousers until you left your father's house. Yes. Some of you didn't, you could, even behind them, you could not wear until you married. Then you, when your mom challenged, says, my husband, then she kept quiet. Even my mom challenged me, saying, as a pastor, I say, Mama, go and sit down. Which pastor? Do I look old to you? How old am I that you are telling me that as a pastor? She's talking to me about my wife. That my wife should be looking like a old person. Like she should not be wearing trousers or looking for... The Bible says, let the women be grave. That's what Paul... I will come and explain that one. It's not graveyard though. Say, let the woman be grave. It's an old English. Uh-huh. So I went back to our house. Started looking for old pictures. And I found her. I said, who is this? My mom's picture wearing this pencil trouser. Wearing, what's that thing? The hair that, yeah, that they, it was very popular. I said, Grandma, who is this? Say, that was me. Saw very red lipstick. Very red. I didn't know my mom was so attractive. Like, very big, like, very attractive. Like, I said, this is you. I said, please. That conversation we had, don't, say, this is you, Abby. This is, I will keep this thing as exhibit. See, I know that I was not in the light. I said, let us two not be in the light. Allow my wife to be fine. I don't want to be in the light. When I get your age, I'll be talking like this too. But for now, allow me to grow. Eh? Let me enjoy life. And we both laughed about it. There are things that we do that may be signals that we have been rejected. But we may not know because God is quiet. Satan is quiet. He's allowing us time to fool ourselves. Huh? It's not the nose ring or walking about when, as a guy wearing singlet. I know. That's not the issue. It's a symptom that something is wrong with this destiny. The fatherly covering, blessing, discipline, somewhere might be missing. There are some of you now, you are here, but you know there are some things you really cannot do at this stage of your life. Because you think you have outgrown it. But when you really check it, it was not the Bible. It was the training you got at home. So, if you did not have the benefit of having a father figure, the Church of Jesus Christ is the last opportunity for you. So while others are angry at me now, you should be happy with me. You understand? You just be loving me that I'm even bold enough to tell you these things. I don't have a problem. When I move to, I hope you know, I'm a male learner. This is just a phase of my life. Yes, I'm still very young. All right. So I can be somewhere else tomorrow. So don't condemn me to Nigeria. I heard that South Africa needs revival. So, I don't care. I'm too old to be impressed by relocation. But, I'm just saying, it's asking me to even live now is a problem for me. Because when I go there, I will not eat pounded yam, I will not eat our soup, I will not eat. So why do I want to go and sit down somewhere? And they say, what is it? Say, green peas. What do I need all those ones for? Am I bed? Give me Gary. You have Gary. Say you don't have Gary. I beg Gary. Go Nigeria. These people are not serious. And your Gary must be original Gary. You know, there's the garri from the southeast is different from the one. And those who have eaten that one, they don't like the one from the southwest. Huh? Alright. I speak by confirmation. I know. I got that information yesterday. I need you to do an X-ray of your life. And ask yourself, in what way am I disqualifying myself from destiny? You may be disqualifying yourself without knowing. Sometimes the decision to disqualify you might have been made for you. In the scriptures, there was a brother that decision was made for him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The decision to disqualify him was made by an innocent woman, his mother. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother. The word honorable means that when you put this young man together with his brothers, you will refer to him as the son of sons. Among these five brothers, this one will do well. You know, even among siblings, sometimes amongst us, even we know who will do well. This one is sharp. But what we refer to as doing well many times was that the boy is doing well in school. Hey. We confused doing well in school for doing well in life. Meanwhile, some people, if you take them outside school, they cannot fit anywhere. But if you give them marker, they can solve all the statistical equations, Spearman rank. They can solve two-way ANOVA. They can solve what are those other statistical tools? Calculus those are small ones. They can do two tests. Okay, well, let me avoid you this morning, because even me, I need to know all these things. So this, if the only way, the only reason why people are saying that you have promise is that you are good in the class, I hope you know that that girl in your class that is always making that noisemaker, by nature has higher potential than you. By nature. Because she will never marry you. That girl does not consider you a level. Because you are in the same class. So if you are in the same class, refuse to be classed together. If they tell you are in the same class, you must now refuse to be what? Classed together. Because that girl is targeting your uncle, your elder brother. That's the person someone that is ready. So your own mate is the one in pedigree now. That's the one you are targeting. So don't think that girl is nice. Very few women are godly to see you as their equal. Most women don't see you as their echo. They grow beard. When the time comes, you will know who is in charge. So somebody at your age now, you call you baby. You at your age. That's how powerful those women are. They can give you a name. Like they gave this brother a name. The mother gave him a name. Even though he grew up to be honorable, but what happened at his foundation started fighting him. You are in a family where at the age of 50, 52, who, no matter who the person is, they will start coming down. No matter how highly placed they are, they will start having issues. And you sit down there and say, but that's not my portion in justice. You better wake up and start fighting. Because from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, what? Has now permitted violence. That means you are permitted to fight for it. And who are those who take it? The violent people. You cannot be American when it comes to your destiny. So this brother, this wonderful brother, I want us to pray. Maybe we'll just be praying like this till my brain touch again. But if I come next Sunday, we'll pray again. The brother, the testimony was that he was honorable when he stands with his brothers or his sisters. They say, without praying, you can say this one is going somewhere. The mother called him Jabez. And she gave him that name not by reason of revelation, but by reason of pain. The Yoruba people have a name they call Eniton. What does that mean? Eh? A child that, a child with, there's a story behind your birth. A child with history. Sometimes, Yoruba people, I don't know if they are working against God or for God, but the way they do their things, they always, if the attention Yoruba people pay to all these names, is how they pay, if the attention they pay to their history spiritually, they will be better. Say any tongue. And I hope that history is a good one. Because most times when they say a child with history, they are talking about something bad. So you are seeing premium shege. Or the parents saw premium shege before they had him. They now gave it. So why should I carry this car? The reminder of your pain. If you have pain, deal with your pain. Why don't you give me a name that suggests promise of a better tomorrow? And many of our parents did this thing innocently. But you are here speaking English through your nose. But the devil is at your doorstep. The reason why many of us are not aware is that God has not given us a glimpse into what the future us is supposed to look like. Come on, say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Now say it with faith. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. There are levels of sight. For where you are now, there are certain things that are given to you. But you need to pray that prayer fervently. It's not a quotation, it's a prayer. You can pray it for 1 week, 1 month. Those are the prayers I pray regularly for myself. Because I know that when it has to do with catching a trend, most times people are late. A business decision that you need to make now, come just now, because of the person involved in that business with you, you are automatically in millions. It's not about you. It's about the people who are involved with you. Huh? The business becomes more guaranteed because of the people you are talking to. Meanwhile, you may be talking to me and say, let's pray. But you talk to Dangote, say, okay, let's go and see Sanwo-Olu tomorrow. Be there by 10. So are you expecting Sanwo-Olu to tell Dangote no? I built a refinery in your state too. So that man is a Lagosian. He's not from Lagos state, but he is Lagosian. So you think that man doesn't know all the people you are praying to know? So the prayer you are, part of the prayer we are going to pray today, is not for opportunity alone. It's for the people standing in front of that door. Some of them need to move out of the way for you so you can go in. Some of them need to actually hold your hand and bring you in. But you don't know who these people are. That is the thing I'm trying to get. You don't know. The person standing in front of that door can be a child. And if you are the person that is used to despising people, well, I don't know, because he's from this area, that tribe you are despising, you forget that you could have been born there. There are no good or bad tribes, only good or bad people. So before you come and tell me you cannot marry him because he's from one area, I will tell you 3 things about your own tribe that will make you deny them. Don't be tribalistic. It's not a trend anymore. It's not a trend. It's not a Christian thing. And if truly you say you have found Christ, you cannot be tribalistic. Give me that scripture. Because we have a lot of people who are tribalistic in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, though. They don't say it with their mouth, but when you really look at them, you see their body language, you say, don't you know it's an equerry man? What does that have to do with what we are talking about? Don't you know it's from, where is this place in Benue, where we have witches that fly in the daytime? No, there's one popular place in, Otupo, where we commune with the dead. So if your wife is from there, and our father happens to be the witch doctor of that village, but she's a child of God, why, if truly you have found Christ, why are you afraid? Because you told me that God spoke to you 3 times, that that's your wife. By the time she took you to a village and you saw shrines, yeah? They say, should you eat? You say, no, you are fasting. Because you don't know what they put for the food. My brother, they fear. Meanwhile, it's a prayer warrior in Lagos. So you, they fear. Destiny matters are very sensitive. You can be involved with somebody and your life takes a leap. You can be involved with somebody innocently and your life just goes down. Whoever you are sleeping with can limit you. Yeah. I'm speaking to those who are married though. So because some people are always, I'm speaking in righteousness. That brother, brother Jabez, they said he was honorable. That means if they say give us somebody in that family, most likely they will present him. But the man had a problem. The problem was his name. For those of you that have parents, go back and before instead of you to be quarreling with them, go and buy them malt and meat pie. Buy yams. No, yams very expensive now. Buy yams. Sit down with them. Please tell me about what your life was around the period when you gave birth to me. There are secrets in history. Instead of you to be quarreling with them and saying you like my elder brother more than me, leave that one. We'll fight that one, daddy. Sit down with mama. She's 18 now. Mama, was it my dad you really wanted to marry before? You now realize your dad was number 4. Your mom had a thing for men. So now we know where you got it from. Even though you're a prayer warrior, you have it. You can spot a good material from afar. When I wanted to, years before I got married to my wife, so I was talking to my mom. She was not like, you still have time. You don't need to be in a hurry to settle down with someone. And I told her, I say, you are right. I say, it could be 10 years from now. I say, but it will be here. And I told her, don't bother praying. Don't go anywhere. Don't, those people that are lying to you, saying they are prophets, don't bother. I have gone to the Baba himself, collected the information. Don't bother pray. You only just to prepare for the wedding day. She looked at me. I said, the things we have seen in this family, made me realize that if I was ever going to stand out in my life, there was one asset I needed and one asset only, the voice of God. I know you only hear God for revelation when you are entering portals and dimension. I'm saying that you want to take a step from here and cross the road. Can God tell you stay where you are? Clearly, you may be eating boli, and granite under the mango tree, but your ears are not far from God. Because for some of us, we have to pray and fast and fast and do vigil for God to say, my son. And that's the only thing you heard, my son, after 7 days. Are you here? The matter of destiny is sensitive. And some of us are playing. And we don't know time is counting. This brother didn't have a pastor. But he was wise enough to realize, by reason of history, your parents, I don't want to dwell too much on this, but it's just that, as a pastor, I hear these things every day. Every day. Can see a family of 5 boys, nobody's married. 5 boys. Me, I thought these are problems related to me. I said 5 boys, who women are the ones rejecting. And they say, pastor, pray for us. I say, you, as you did now, woman, they reject you, say yes. You too, say yes. Are you working? Say, I have a small business. You too, you are working. And I say there's something else behind this matter. Yeah. This brother was smart enough to realize he did some forensic analysis. He said, this is my name. My name means sorrow. Now, it may not just be about the name.
but the circumstances that surrounded you when you are giving that name. So that's what I'm telling you. If you know you cannot pray, go and sit down with your parents and have a conversation with them. You want to get married to a brother. Your mom or your father is resisting you. So then I came and I said, Mama, don't you want your daughter to get married? She said, why are you fighting her like you don't want her to get married? I don't know. I'm talking about experiences I am part of. Like, why are you fighting her? Say, I don't know. Do you know this brother could get threatened and just say, I don't want problem. Let me search for somebody. Say, hey, that's not what she means. Now, trace the history back. She also had the same issue with her mom. Trace the history back. There's a thing about, they have this fighting spirit that only comes to the village when one of their daughters wants to take a marital issue. He says, don't take my daughter. Do you want to marry her? And when you ask them, they say, they don't know why they are doing it. But at that moment, they will be so agitated and violent, So, stop watching Netflix. Stop doing Facebook. Face the book. The Bible. Because there are secrets around you. This brother found out that his name was his problem. And what did he do? Go to the next verse. He decided to pray. Now, prayer is your application for guidance and revelation. If you don't, most of us use prayer for the wrong things. Number one, we can use prayer to commune with God. We can use prayer to draw near to God. We can use prayer to love God, worship Him. You can also use prayer to investigate. Father, what is going on here? Instead of asking too many people, they are giving different confusing answers. Go to Baba and say, Sir, what is happening here? Like the brother that I wanted to get married some years ago, and he came to me and I told him, truly this girl is good, but the Lord says he's not in the marriage. Both of you are Christians, but the Lord said he's not in the marriage. Pull out. And he said, he said, yes, I think I agree with you. But I still want to marry her. The guy is a black beauty. You know? Some of you that are trying to, are using all those whitening skin, just continue. Start, go to the express now and start, just fire down. You know? The world now, they are telling you now that to be beautiful you have to be white. Very soon they'll say it's black. Already, you have bleached everything away. There's nothing to, just continue. This guy's a black beauty and the Lord was still saying that even though she's a child of God, that's not his wife. But the brother felt I was advising him. That's why I told myself this year, I will not advise anybody. It's not my calling. I checked my ministry. God did not tell me to advise anybody. So I should preach his word. So if you come to me and I say it is well, it's because God told me not to advise anybody. But by the way, what I'm telling you is from the Lord. The brother was emotional. The moment you become emotional about destiny matters, God will stop talking. Even if he talks, you will not be able to process. Which is why many people are almost getting to the altar. They want to get married. They are here now. Their legs are shaking. But when they pray, their voices are very loud though. But they start having fever. The moment the pastor is asking, look at this man, do you take this man as your lovely wedded wife to love and to adore? When you start reading all those, I cannot worship this. They say to worship you with my body, all those things. I don't know who even crafted those things. But those things are very strong words. You now realize that, Omo, you sign your life away. What you are telling God that day is that, if this man does not move forward, hold me. If this woman doesn't move forward, vice versa. What you are saying to God is that let the limitation on my life also be the limitation on his life. Are you ready for that? Did you read what you are swearing to? Somebody knew what she was swearing to, so she was sweating under this, like, Pastor Gwinga, I'm not sure I can go through. I say, you will go through it. I don't know. I'm not having peace. Is it now that your wedding is tomorrow? You are not having peace again. But when he was buying an iPhone 15, you are having peace of mind. When he just sent you 40,000, say just for lunch today. You're having peace of mind. See that everybody's laughing now. Say, you see why people cannot hear God? Because when emotions and money come together, people lose their spiritual brain. How can you tell that this destiny will be glorious even though there's nothing now? You must have revelation, insider information. And if you are not having that information, it's because you are not prayed to a level. The information, you may be praying at this level, but the information you are looking for is at this level, which means you have to keep praying. You build up. When you get to that level, the heavens will open. Yeah. You say, because you pray for 7 days, say you pray. Do you know those who are praying? Do you know how many days they are praying? Mm-hmm. Say, Pastor, we prayed. His own definition of prayer is that he did one night vigil. That's his own explanation, no? Because you listen to all those Americans that say, just tell God. Just tell God. Hallelujah. He's God. He just wants to hear your voice. He just wants to hear your voice. It's 21 days. You say, see this one I'm playing here. Eh? You will go to work, come back, 8 p.m., turn off your phone. Because those are when those Jezebel spirits will start chatting with you on WhatsApp. And go and check. There are 2-3 people that will always chat you whenever you really want to pray. Go and check. Go and when you go home, if I'm a liar, come go do a video on the, what's that podcast that is raining now? Honest something. Go there and report me, and I'll defend myself. I say, anytime you want to be serious with God, there are people that will just come around you. Mark those people. Even if he has a big Bible, mark him. That's your enemy. Be laughing. What I'm telling you is the reason why Dangote doesn't have many friends. What I'm telling you is the reason why when a man of God gets to a level, the friends he had since 1970 are still the friends he has. Most people at that level don't make new friends again. This guy knew he had a problem and he decided to pray. Do you even know that what you are dealing with requires prayer? Do you know? Are you ready to take this prayer journey? Or you are telling yourself, I just tell God. You are posting it on WhatsApp. You think God reads WhatsApp messages? Just tell God. The universe is working for you today. The universe is against you. But you are not aware. You think it's a quotable. The universe has been programmed against you because of your name. This guy was honorable, but there's always a but. When they want to make a decision about him, they'll say, is he ready? Is he matured? But you said he's honorable, but. There's always a but. Anytime you start seeing that people are saying, yes, he can be bought. My brother, enter prayer. The reason why this issue of bought is coming up is not because you are not qualified. It's because most times when you are about to move from a level to a dimension, questions will be asked. Can he be the next governor? Are you sure? Have you ever been in an interview and the person is asking you, he's trying to get convinced. You can see it in his eyes that he likes you, but he's not convinced. So because you are moving from level to dimension, the requirement will be higher, the floor will be steeper, you can follow. So nobody wants to invest in you if they are not sure. And the problem is not that you cannot do it. The problem is that you need to be given a chance. For many of you, you just need an opportunity. And you need someone to hold your hand. And you need someone to trust you. So for someone who really knows you to say, let's give her a chance. We need prayer. Because it is God that the prayer will remove some people from your equation and allow others come in. And I warn you again, if you are someone that has a master's degree in despising people, either because of the problem they're having now, or because you think they are not at your level, even when that door is open, you'll be rejected. Because most likely, destiny will put somebody you can despise in front of that door. The girl that got me a job in the bank was a 17-year-old girl. 17! I was a graduate. Oh, Pastor Bingham, I'm so excited to meet you. Me that I didn't have one cobble, feeling like fly. Somebody is happy to meet me. Oh, I met you when I got to this campus. They told me about your revivals. I'm so blessed. Pastor Bingham. Pastor Bunke, why are you working?
I don't have work.
Hey, come and meet my daddy. Come and meet my dad. Like play.
The dad doesn't work in a bank. He works in the Ministry of Education or somewhere.
In a state government. In a state, not even federal, state.
The mother looked at me. She said, nurse, okay, he looks matured. I have wife. I want to marry you. If you want help me, just help me. I know they marry on APQ. I work at the fight.
The man didn't know me. He doesn't know my name. Met me only once. These were the days of 33N.
Picked his phone. Called the bank manager of Oshoni Bank in Adoekiti.
Are you guys recruiting? I'm telling you, this is how I found myself in Lagos. Because God just put a young lady. If that day I just told her, come and be my disciple. I don't have time now. Come and be my... She will be a disciple, but I would have suffered. Because later when I go into prayer, God will say, but I sent someone to you. You didn't send anybody. Say, I sent somebody. I said, yeah, Baba, are you saying I'm lying? I said, no, I'm not saying you are lying, but you didn't send anybody. I sent a young girl. A girl. What will she do for me? Look at this one. I'm a pastor today because of one decision. Not to despise. That girl is 16, pre-degree student. I'm telling you why people struggle with destiny. Because in their mind, it's just this condition. None of you reach me. That's how you are thinking. It's just this condition I'm having. When the door opens, there will be adversaries. Please repent. This is not the time to look down on anyone. Because if God wants to test you, He will give you a big door to prove that your heart is not right. This brother prayed. Let's look at his prayer so that we can pray. I have plenty of scriptures, though, but we'll take it small. Some of us are due. Say amen.
Amen.
Some of you are due, not just for a new season, but for new territories.
Amen.
And each territory comes with certain things that the other one doesn't have. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. So this man, even though he was honorable, knew he was not blessed. Do you know what the blessing is?
Wow.
Do you know what the blessing is?
Wow.
Please look at that scripture. Look at what was his first prayer. He said that God will what? Bless me indeed. People are calling me blessed, but I'm not blessed. People are saying, he's doing well, but when two of us enter room, we know what is going on. We know what is going on. But outside, he's a man of God.
Hallelujah.
He's anointed.
Wow.
He's a prophet. Prophet, we don't know anything going to this month, and I'm not fasting. Wow. One of the prayers I pray for myself is the grace to be nearly accurate. Accurate. You have to, don't assume that because God has confirmed something to you, that you are there. You have to keep praying some prayers. If I'm going to start prophesying, I will pray for myself and say, God, open my ears. Because one wrong prophetic word can send somebody into prison for 25 years.
Yes, sir.
The prison yard of destiny, they will be there because of a wrong prophecy. It's easy to open the Bible and preach and share your convictions. Are you willing to stake your name? And tell some. Who was our prophetic since last Sunday? Okay, my sister, some of us. You saw that lady I was prophesying to? Huh? Pastor, you called my wife to say, tell that you should tell. Pastor, he has my number. Say he called me, he did not call me. Called my wife. Say, tell him to come for prophetic that he will be ministry, you know, that I want him to prophesy. You did not even ask me. Where I'm coming from, maybe I'm just coming from where we went to drink shekpe or something. He said, I should come and prophesy. Do you know, thank God, Loretta. Do you know that when Pastor said, Pastor Desmond should come out and I should come out, before God and man. No, when I was at the back, I was truly at the back. But when I came to the front, I was still at the back. Mentally, because if there was anything such as, like the only thing I was hearing was what Pastor I was saying. I could not even hear the voice of my mind.
Not to talk of hearing the voice of God. Meanwhile, Pastor Ayo in his mind was setting the stage to give me the mic. Meanwhile, I was just praying that God, let the spirit just be moving him so that he can ignore me, because except I go lie here today. The only lie remain. God know they talk anything. But you put me on the spot. Eh? It takes humility to say, God is not saying anything. But Pastor, you already told my wife to tell. So when God's servant says that, what is he telling me? Start praying. Meanwhile, I'm tired. I was on a plate of rice when the Mexican, I just behaved as, I'll finish this food first. The moment Pastor Ayo did like this, open. Meanwhile, I was there. When Pastor said, hold your hand and pray, I was praying. I go lie here today. I lie remain. You better just I know you anything. I don't feel lie. I go lie you. I will just tell people you are blessed. I don't look at one person. Look at the person's shoes. God wants to bless you. For I will look. You say as per the shoe level. I will just I go lie you. Who will help me if you not talk now? if you know what people are thinking, when you say they are shaking, including the pastor. The boy pastor gave me, it's like he just gave me visa. I just entered. That kind of access, all of us needs it. That when you are under pressure, it doesn't disconnect you from God. It enforces your connection to him. That pressure makes the power of God stronger in you. This guy knew. If you ask people around, oh, she's doing well. But this guy is not blessed. There's something inside your inside of inside that tells you there's a problem. And the brother, you're Noah of Noah. Give me that scripture. He said, bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. So which means that, number one, the guy was dealing with a blessing problem. And what is the blessing? The best way to define blessing is in the first place it was used, which was in Genesis chapter 1. The first time God spoke to man, it wasn't to tell him his name, it was to bless him. So man is activated by a blessing. If not, it's just a corpse. The first thing God said to his own creation is what? Be fruitful. Multiply. Be blessed. And God blessed them and said, "Pooh, be fruitful." The first word was not his name. It was a prophecy. It was a declaration. So when this guy said that you will bless me indeed, what was he saying to God? That declaration you normally make over people that do well, that you are proud of. I need it. People are saying I'm doing well, but me, I know. I have not heard that voice, be fruitful. I have not heard that word, multiply. I've not heard that prophecy replenish yet. So there is something, when you get it, you know. You may have it for this level, but when you get to the next dimension, you need it again at the level commensurate for your new season. Some people got a job in Chevron. They started singing praises. They forgot how they got here. Say, you know, it's not just about fasting. There's a level that you got to get to with God. It's faith. Faith. Hallelujah. The last time you fasted 21 days, was it not because you believe God will hear you? Yes. So now your own faith has only put food in your mouth. Shawarma. And what's that thing you like? Pizza. It's a new level. Man of God, I don't know if you're with me. It's a new level. In Chevron, just 1 month in Chevron, you're already talking like this. Give me that scripture. The first time God spoke to Adam was a blessing. When Moses was going to die, he gathered all the 12 sons, and I don't have time, I would have gone there today, maybe next week, and started blessing them tribe by tribe. Do you know there's such a thing called tribal blessing? Yes. That if you are blessed, and you belong to a problematic tribe, you now need to begin to pray for tribal blessing. Because the limitation of your tribe can be your limitation. If people believe people in your area, they never stay with anybody long enough until they wreck the person. That even though they know you're a prayer, they'll be using one eye to look at you. That very soon, I will tell her to go and deposit money in the bank. She will run you. Most of the problems many of us are facing are perceptions. They are not real. People just look at you. Their man is telling them, don't trust him. Meanwhile, you are here. Shagadaba, shagadaba. So, somebody sent me an application for a job last week. And I was depressed. Why would you send me an application for a job? Without, you didn't write anything in your email. You just attached it and said, go and read it. Go and read it and call me. Like an attachment. Nothing in the body of the mail. The other one sent something. She put a full picture on the CV. What do I need your picture for? This not, you know, so there are things. Meanwhile, this one now, she's in church this morning. Baba, this week, I will not remember you. I've said it today now. You are also in church. You need to pray well, because even me, I'm praying against you. I'm praying against you. Say, I've submitted my dad job, that HR job. I'm going, you will not get it. The person on top of that matter is also a pastor. You will not get it. Because you sent me an attachment. I don't even know how you write. Maybe you use past tense with future tense. I mean, say something now. Is it that copy and paste CV I will depend on? But you fail. Somebody say, have mercy, Lord. It's not me now. Am I the one that submit the CV? Now they have turned pastor to career coach. Because people are failing and making it look like the pastor's prize. But you, look at the thing you sent. All the lies you told inside that CV. You use this software, Meanwhile, you have never seen the software in your life. Put up that scripture. Some of you remember how you did. Some of you use this church as your referee or some sort. You did not tell me. They call me, I deny you. Can I check? I'm not even a tighter. He said that you will enlarge my coast. So this guy was already dealing with limitations. And are you ready to pray? No time, we'll pray. When we pray now, anywhere we stop, we'll continue. So these are the two areas I want us to look at. The blessing, enlarging your coast. And believe me, anything you think you are enjoying now, that's not completely what God wants you to enjoy. Just believe me. That this is what you have managed to attain. But what God has planned for you, say, eyes have not seen. This is what I call maga don't pay. When God wants to settle you, He doesn't set you according to your level. If not, He will not be God. If God is trying to bless you the way man will bless you, then why is He God? God settles at His own level. What are you talking about? See, eyes have not seen. God did not discuss with your pastor what He wants to do for you. That's how important you are. It's a closely guided secret. Your blessing is a closely guided secret because of witches and wizards. God kept it. They just look at you and say, no, I cannot discuss this with you. I am a pastor. He said, don't worry. Is Yvonne? Don't worry. He said, ask me about the president of Nigeria. But about Yvonne, I will not tell you.
Amen.
The same way Peter went to Jesus and said, what about John? First way, they try arranging matter.
Wow.
We just run away. They try collect the guy back. He's still there and say, what about another? First way, no backslide. Person with backslide, they ask about person with no backslide. Jesus said, what is that to you? What is your business about his prophecy? You, why not face your own? Why not look at the limitation you are doing? You are covering your limitation with suit, with tie, with a big Bible. Why not settle down? Let us address your matter. Your coast has been invaded. And if you think God has blessed you recently, there's more.
There's
don't be too happy. There's more.
There's room for more.
There's room for more. There's space. You move. You can move from zero naira. You start any $1,000. It will be like. Now I know it's a small amount for you. I know $1,000 is a small amount for you. But for some of us, it's something we can start our life with. So allow us to be happy. Allow us to be happy. If somebody is giving you $600, go and multiply it. You will know you're a big, you can marry. You can marry a woman with $600 or £500.
But look at your level. Look at how the job came. Do you think there was anything that you did particularly except that God's favor? My wife recommended somebody to First Bank when the person got there. She shared that story here before. The lady was there, and while waiting to be called, the HR person just came. Ah, have you not interviewed one? Oh yeah, I joined these people. They didn't interview the girl. If you want to spoil your matter, no ma, you have not even interviewed. You sat down. They were calling names. Then they call and say, you, we've interviewed you, come here. Somebody in this church, we sent him a job offer or a job link. He applied, mistakenly applied twice. He now did the test. He failed. Then they called him and said, oh, congratulations. Sorry, you did not do well in the test. So we will not continue with you. The next day, another person called him and said, oh, congratulations. Same company. You now have the job. When can you start? You know what my brother did? He told the person, he said, but one of you called me yesterday. You know, when I'm talking, like people say, this pastor, no get me, say, no get. He said, now what happened? I follow you, preach. The brother said, these are like 4 years ago. He said, but one of you called, see the pride. One of you called and said to say that I did not do. I said, wait. What's your name again? What's your name again? Person I went to check. Ah, actually, you did not do well. This grammar you are speaking, we do use a strong thing. Just keep quiet. Say, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Aye! Now, for those of you, my sister, she's in HR. One of the things you need to know is that for those of us who do recruitment, we want to get it off quickly. Eh? As at Saturday night, I was up to 3:30 a.m. walking. From Friday night into Saturday. 3:30 a.m. walking. And I still had about 400 unread applications. 400. And all of them are praying. They are in their church this month. Father, wherever my application. Meanwhile, me. I don't even know. I think I'll just leave most of them. I'll just pick one or two. So those ones should be praying. That's where the prayer is. For divine selection. I will sit down and be looking at 500 for... Meanwhile, you now sent your without anything. I told you apply for manager role. You are telling me that you are an admin. You work here as a POS manager. Is that what happened? Are you normal? You went to copy somebody's CV. You still left part of the person's information. And now you're on the mountain praying. Your prayer cannot work against me. Alone, it cannot work against me. Now, this brother, before we pray, knew that he had a challenge with his environment. That means he had limitation. The problem is that for many of us, because we seem to be doing well, at least at our level, we are not even aware there's a limitation. Like Daniel. Daniel prayed for 21 days. He took an angel to tell him that, Oga, we have been here for 21 days. Your prayer was not supposed to be up to this thing you are doing. But even a holy angel was resisted by an unholy angel. That's how the spirit realm works. Meanwhile, the day God tells you fast is egg roll and bully. You don't even love your own destiny. Now you want to add a woman, you want to bring a woman into your life to be suffering because you cannot control your belly. God give me nations. God give me nations. Your voice is very loud. The way your tummy is loud. Give me nations. Okay, I will give you nation, but give me your belly for 7 days. You cannot do without food. This guy was able to identify that there was a problem. Even though people were praising him, he knew there was a problem. That what the circumference of his authority was not what God actually wanted for him. And he started praying. And that's the first place to start. If you have received a negative prophecy, or they named you after one of your fathers, your grandfathers, or named you after... Look, you are not anybody's incarnate, too. Because some of you now, they don't look and say, his name is Fidelis. Who is Fidelis? It's his grandfather. The man that was a palm wine tapper till he died. He drank till he died under the palm wine tree. He died. They honored the man by naming you Fidelis. And you are there speaking English from your nose. Where you supposed to they pray? Pray till God go answer you. You. Meanwhile, you are not drinking, no, but you are drinking something else. You are drinking mortar Guinness. See, a pastor, see, looking at me. I must take two cans every day. You are still a drinker. It's just the brand. Me, I know they use my Coke, play, oh. Coke. Pastor, me and Coke, the spirit of your forefathers is still working here. It's just that you are, what you drink is different by virtue of generation, but you are a drinker. Some are still arguing whether they can take Smirnoff or not. Continue. You know, this brother knew that he had a limitation. You are not aware. So today we are going to pray. Because I am telling you, even if you have mastered this level, to gain access to the next one, there will be resistance. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
I said, even if this level that you are, everybody knows that you are the king here. If you move here, you will meet a pushback. Even our Lord Jesus, when he died, the prophet David told us what happened, that when he was going to enter heaven, he met with resistance. They said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. The gate spoke back. I did a series on gates some years ago. Maybe I should come back and teach it again. Gates have authority. Gates talk. Jesus spoke to the gate. He said, lift up your eyes, O ye gates, and be lifted. The king of glory said, who? Who? There's only one king is on the throne. Who are you? Jesus spoke again. In the life of Jesus, there are only a few times he prayed more than once about a matter. Number one, when he prayed for that man that was blind, that was, the deliverance was not complete. So Jesus has to pray again. Maybe that day Peter's noise has affected his anointing, so he has to pray again. The other time he prayed three times at the Garden of Gethsemane. This time he was going to go into the heavens and the gates refused to open. They didn't recognize him again. How can somebody be shining like this, like our king on the throne? Jesus had to introduce himself. They had to say, who is this King of glory? He said, I am the Lord who is strong and mighty. I am the Lord who is mighty. See the way they praise himself. And you want to pray, say, I'm great. See the way he said, the psyche said, you know, try. See the way Jesus, the gates, check the record. Hazekatai, open, our guy is back. But was it not coming from a battle? He went to hell to secure our salvation. The Bible said he disarmed principalities and power and disgraced them openly. All this your noise about blood of Jesus, I bind, I lose. Is it not because somebody went ahead? So when he introduced himself as the man who is mighty in battle, he wasn't joking. Now fight, they go fight. Even on the cross, they wanted him to enter into all error. Say, save us now. All those emotional things. Oga, there are some things you should not be emotional about. Don't be emotional about your destiny. Don't be emotional about your sexual purity. Don't be emotional about your money. Once they start crying, just go outside first. Let me think. Because that's when I go take, collect the remaining change. If you like, take your house rent. Go and give somebody because you want to love them. Both of you will be homeless. Let's pray. Are you ready? I want us to pray. Whatever constitutes a testimony now can become a limitation to your next level. Whatever signifies your current breakthrough can become the reason why you play two and you are not moving forward. I've seen family, an entire family of five daughters, all unmarried. And there are so many peculiar problems I've seen, but nothing has amazed me more than the fact that somebody knows he or she has a problem and she's careless about it. You cannot pray. And you surround yourself with gossips. You cannot even get close to those who can pray and support you. That's why God gave you a pastor. Your pastor is not your friend. Your pastor is meant to assist you on your journey. You cannot pray, and you cannot move close to those who can pray with you. So the first prayer we are going to pray this morning is a prayer for divine recognition. What do I mean by that? The ability to see what is actually going on around you, to recognize. Because a lot of us are not actually aware. If you have been praying for a husband or a wife, and God blesses you with a lady that is on the petite side, or someone who is too tall for you or something, maybe it just doesn't meet up with the specifications. But because of your mind, that your mind that is bad, you want a particular type. I don't know how many of us married what we, our spec. Oh. I'm not my wife's spec. But I was the one who married her. Last. So I'm the best thing for you. I waited 8 months to get an answer from her. 8 months. And then we did 8 years relationship and we married for 14. It's a long time to be with one person. Because even when we are not married, I have to be behaving as if she's my wife. I have to be behaving, be practicing. She told me a few days ago that they almost gave me an award at the girls' hostel as the most, the guy that comes to the hostel, I don't know how they frame it, but something like that. So she was upset. They had to take my name down. Because she was the one I was coming to see. So it would not have been good. After all that effort, I did not marry her. On top, I almost called her a word. Do you really know what you want? Do you really know what God wants for you? Is it possible that what you want has become an hindrance to revelation? I want you to pray for yourself. Whatever represents a fog in my eyes, hindering me from seeing what God has prepared, whatever marks stands as an impediment, blocking my view from seeing God's plans for my life, today let fire settle the matter. Today let there be, I need prayer warriors this morning. I need people who are desperate for a new season and for a new territory. I want you to pray for yourself and ask the Lord, whatever represents an impediment, a limitation to my ability to see, to my ability to perceive, to my ability to know what God is saying, let there be a separation. Let the fog be removed. Let the hindrance be removed. Let the impediment. Can I get a prayer warrior? Let every lock be removed. Let every lock be removed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. David prayed a dangerous prayer, sir. David said, Lord, settle me early. Say, settle me early. My brother, sometimes when it comes late, there is no joy in it again. Some of us are already walking at the tail end of a season. Can you ask God this morning to settle you early? Can you ask God this morning to settle you early? I need somebody who needs a testimony in 7 days. I am looking for just one person who needs a testimony in 7 days. Settle me early. Settle me early.
Zekataya balegodo robo sotaya. Send to me, Elio God. Send to me, Elio God. We come against the spirit of delay. We come against the spirit of setback. We come against the spirit of backwardness. In the name of Jesus, say to me, Elio God. 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 Zegadabaye galabaya. In Jesus' mighty name, one of the ways that God will prepare you for settlement is to give you ideas of what you need to do ahead of time. Sir, let me tell you something. I once had a particular interview, and this is very, anytime I remember, it's very painful. I didn't apply for the role. They were the ones who reached out to me. You know, it's different when you apply. I didn't even know they existed. They reached out to me. Huh? And told me, we want to give you a remote work. 100% work from home. But you'll be working for a client who is in another country. They said, can you come for the interview? No. Ah. No. The lady was pressuring me. I was even happy because they said it's remote. The salary was $4,000 or so, $5,000. I will not even come here to say anything. You just see that and pray. You know that pastor is cashing out from somewhere. Eh? Now, $5,000 times whatever, now, 1,600. Eh? No, it's not much. Just give me the figure. It's not much. Don't be alarmed. Just give me the figure. Huh? 8 million. Huh? So let me remove my tithe. Everything 7 million. Huh? And the lady told me, this contract is renewable. But while the conversation was going on, you know, I'm talking about settle me early. If you are lazy, your prayer will not count. Yeah. I say if you are lazy, your prayer will not count too, and you will see it in this story. Some people are waiting for testimony to happen. What you need to do, you are procrastinating. The lady just say, oh, by the way, sir, thank God you are here. The lady just asked me, say, by the way, are you versed in machine learning? Sir, I think you know the answer to that question. Now, I really don't know much about machine learning, but as I was coming into Lagos this morning, I told myself, I have a feeling it's IT things, but I feel it's not something I don't know. Even from the way the thing sounds, it doesn't sound like what God wants me to do, but it sounded like something close to what you might know. But it's a software, but me, I say no. She now said, because lady was calling me from Uganda. Say, while I am already disposed to giving you this role, this machine learning thing is a requirement because of the client you'll be working with. I have a feeling I have to do a bit of programming. Do I? No. Machine learning, it has a bit of programming. I need to be a core IT person. And I'm not. I'm in tech, not IT. The lady just looked at my face, saw my profile, and like, this guy I want. And she was recruiting me for a firm in the US, Andela. You know Andela? You will know Andela. Are they small? They're not small. Headquarters in New York. Which means if they are doing training, you just see me, I'll just go to the, you think it was God that did. It was Andela that wrote to the embassy to give me. There is a preparation. If you are lazy, you will not qualify. Now, I don't feel bad because maybe if I had been a computer science graduate or something, and I now failed
they test, I will not feel bad. But imagine that even though you didn't graduate from school, you knew machine learning. Meanwhile, Funke has been looking down on you in church, not knowing that you are 7 days away from a $5,000 role. Even if I was living in Shomolu or Mushi, the lady is not interested. That in Uganda is not. She just said, you are the one I want. And you have just one thing I'm looking for. There is something God needs to do. He needs to direct your steps so that you can be settled early. He needs to direct. There is something you need to know that will become significant very soon. It doesn't have to be everything. There's just something. And that one, only revelation can guide you there. Can you pray for yourself again this morning? That the Lord will settle you early by guiding your feet to what you need to know now. I'm not hearing your voice, so. These are destiny matters. Settle me early. What I need to know, show me. What I need to learn, tell me. Order my steps, oh God, according to your law. Order my steps, oh Lord, according to your ways. I refuse to be small. Order my steps, oh God, so that I can be settled early. Order my steps. What I need to do. What I need to learn. The steps I need to take. The people I need to connect to. So that I can be settled. Early. Can we settle some things this morning? Can we settle some things this morning? Zekataye balaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen is weak. That amen is weak. That amen is weak. Destiny matters are not fear, which means overtaking is allowed painfully. Because some of you, as I'm talking, you are remembering opportunities you lost. One of our spiritual daughters here got a job. She's listening, she's online. They told her the job was contract. They told her the job was a contract. You know, when we say so, a job is a contract job in Nigeria, that means you are not a full-time employee. She was coming from a role in an organization that she was a full-time staff. So this contracting was doing something to her head, which I quite understand anyway. I was at the hospital. I don't know who was giving birth that period. We were at General Hospital at Bagada. Whether it was Sister Mommy Tammy or I don't know. Somebody was putting... So I was outside when the call came in. And I asked this wonderful, precious person, I said, what are they offering you? It says about $4,000. I said, what are you earning now? Say $300,000. I say, when you collect the letter, use your pencil or eraser. Remove that contract from the letter. There, but collect the money. What do you consider with contract? You go pay me. You are currently earning $400,000, $500,000. Somebody say I want to give you $3,000, but it says contract. You are now asking the pastor, should I take? Amen. Let me come. You be the pastor of this church. I give you the mic. Me, let me go and tell them you are not ready. Funny enough, that job was only the beginning. She later rose into higher figures under 2-3 years. The figures that are not lawful for me to say. Because they will make you depressed. But when you move from 300,000, come on, say it is possible. A lady, my daughter was in this church, sat here on a Sunday when I prophesied that something like that will happen to her. But I said it codedly. But she documented it, and for 2 years the prophecy did not happen. The day the thing happened, it happened quickly. It's as if God was in a hurry. Because some of you are here now, that WhatsApp that you are chatting is still the problem in your life. You better leave that phone and receive blessing. Because when God wanted to speak to Adam, he didn't call his name. He blessed him. That means to understand Adam, you must understand his blessing. What was it that Baba said the day you first met him? That is the secret power that will drive your life. Move from 300,000 naira to earning $3,000, $4,000, and you live in one room in Lagos. You cannot be angry at people that God are blessing and you want to be blessed. If you want to be an achiever, you must celebrate achievers. It's simple as ABC. If you believe you are better than her, even though she got the job, that's why we didn't promote you. Come on, say it's my turn. You see, terrible things in righteousness will happen within 7 days. I prophesy again. I know you are not aware now. I said, but within 7 days, it will happen quickly. It will happen quickly. It will happen quickly. When we started this year, I told us here, I said, some of us, we earn in, I said, but this year we'll start earning in dollars. Now, how many of you know what I'm, okay, don't raise your hand. But if it happened to, okay, don't worry. I wanted you to shout hallelujah, but because you are all in the same service, some people said amen, some people connected with it. That connecting is from the heart. You are the child of a king. Why shouldn't you reflect it? They want to lay off somebody in the office. Why should your name be number one? Something is wrong. Except that job is not meant for you. Some of you are due for a change of levels. One of my spiritual sons is not here now, but will soon be. He told my wife and I, we sat here, he said he wants to resign. And we told him, don't resign yet. He said he wants to go into another phase of his life. I said, don't resign. Give us 6 months. How many months did I give him? His letter came out last week as area manager. But he wanted to resign out of anger. Because they didn't treat him well. But I told him, I said, wait 6 months. That was the beginning. I don't know. When did it come then? March, April, May, June, July, August. Just about 5 months. Who told you God doesn't know mass? I said within 7 days. There are some of you standing here. It will happen quickly. Right now they are paying you 100,000, 150. By the time you come back, it will be in dollars. I said it will be in dollars. What I hear the Lord saying to me is that he wants to use you to show off. God says he wants to use you to show off. Yes, for his glory. There is one prayer I want us to pray. Every time a man of destiny is about to take a giant leap, like, what was that boy? Those boys, Jacob and Esau. When Jacob was on his way to meet his brother after so many years,
That was the brother whose birthright he took. So now the Baba that created the problem by asking for food is dead. So it's time to settle the matter. Do you think, you know, Jacob was saying he was scared that his brother will harm him. So he told his family to move separately so that at least let those of us who are in the matter settle ourselves. But Jacob knew he might not survive it. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong. You took my birthright. The people in those times knew that everything was not hard work. They knew that there is something called the blessing. That blessing amplifies your hard work. Yes, sir. To have hard work and not blessing is like having a university degree but working as a security man. Yes, you are earning 40,000, but is that what your level should? Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, somebody may have ordinary hard work and they will recruit you because there's a blessing. That blessing is the most important thing. And you need the blessing on different levels. You need it from your parents. You need it from those who you have served. If you have worked faithfully with somebody, don't just walk away. Because go to parents and say, sir, I'm leaving you today. I'm going to Lagos. But I'm not leaving without your blessing. Buy a gift. Don't go and buy a recharge card. Please. Because some people do things that make destiny. Even the heavens are angry. What will I do with your recharge card? My destiny is not to be making phone call. Don't buy me foul. I'm not a herbalist. What will I do with your foul? Even the foul is looking lean. I'm not eating chicken now. I don't know, maybe almost 10 years. You now have to bring foul. For what? I don't know. Okay, tell me now. Since you are here, tell me. Are we doing a sacrifice? No. Okay, I don't want foul. Take your foul to wherever you found it. Look, the way you serve that man, get him a gift that is appropriate for his level. Somebody said I sowed. Did you sow according to the level? I said, I know you sowed, but did you sow according to the level? Did you bring a goat with one eye? What you cannot give to your governor, you brought to God. That your 200 naira that the conductor man rejected yesterday is what you brought. I will not be rejected. Come on, I say I will not be rejected. I have seen the power of a prophetic word. When I was struggling, just before I came to Lagos, I told my wife, we are not married then. I said, I want to walk. Because the way I'm looking at this thing, they will soon collect you from my hand. I want to walk. My wife asked me, because I used to terrorize her. I said, you're looking at me, I've changed though. You are going to the village. You come and live in the village. All your degree. Come and live in the village. Are you ready to work? I say, okay, you will get work. I got a job in 30 days, Oceanic Bank. Today, wherever your file is, today, sir, I bring it out. Yeah. And you will see in 90 days. Yeah. Who no go no. Huh? Your file is somewhere. There is something you are expecting. Today now. Huh? I brought it out. So it's on top. But I give you a clear instruction. If you came to God to fix it, you know, the Holy Spirit has this thing about 12 o'clock. Come here, they go out, so I get exam tomorrow. I'm hearing so much noise around you. There are too many. He's not allowing those who will do the job hear what. There are too many noises. Noises of accusation and confusion around you. You look simple, but the battle you are facing. Hey. So now, all those noises, I turn off their microphone. Truly, truly, you are not qualified. But because you came today, huh? a door of mercy has been opened to you. Because sometimes people will say, part of the problem is going through, it cost it. Okay, we have heard. But now, we open the door of mercy. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? Do you understand what I'm saying? A door of mercy. Huh? So, in 90 days, huh? Walk straight. Stay away from offense. Uh-huh. Stay away from offense. If they are begging you to fight or to tell us why you are angry, don't talk. The miracle that is coming is sensitive to anger. Sir, are you with me? People normally hear the prayers, they don't hear the instruction. No. I say your what is coming is sensitive to anger. If they provoke you, take it. Just allow them. Just don't talk. Don't respond. Don't tell them, if not for what I know, I would have read. Don't say anything. Just because what is coming is called destiny reset. Huh? Destiny reset. God wants to recover years. I see some years you have lost. He wants to recover it and give back to you. So, please, I beg you. If there's anybody who knows you, and the person is not in this room now, the conversation of today, don't tell them. If she knows you, so she has heard. Nobody should hear from your mouth what happened here. Huh? Because like Esau, the people who know you will wait for you. When the man who took the blessing will now say, ha, I have to now face this man, what will I do? But what did the brother do? He went and prayed overnight. I'm talking about Jacob. He prayed overnight. When he saw the brother hugged him. So you are going to pray. Those who have what it takes to harm you, whether in your office, in your business, that contract, your spiritual life, your family, whatever. Those who have what it takes to harm you, when they see it, will let them embrace you. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Hold on. Hold on in Jesus' name. Some of you don't understand what I'm saying. There is a brother. Nobody in his family has ever gone out of the country. The first time anybody went out was when he got to South Africa. He's a pastor in Nigeria. I was listening to his testimony. And the lady, is immigration now, stopped him and said he will not enter. He has spent his money. They escorted him to the gate of South Africa. They say you won't go in. Because the family is under a curse. Nobody is supposed to be great. So he has been facing rejection. When he finally got the visa and got to South Africa, they told him he won't go in. Said I have they say, well, what's your hotel reservation? They called the hotel did not pick. Everything suddenly went wrong. Everything that has gone wrong in your life, today we reset it. Yeah. Whatever is going wrong in the lives of your children, today we reset it. Yeah. Man of God, the brother was begging, a man of God was begging this woman. This South African woman who refused. The lady said, look, okay, can you help me? Maybe I can get another hotel. The lady said, no, that's not my job. My job is to either allow you in or send you back. And somewhere the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon him. And she just looked at the woman and mentioned the name of her son. Who is this person? You look at him. What do you mean? Say, I am seeing somebody beside you that bears this name. Who is David? Say, this person is sick and he will die if I don't pray for him. Come on, tell your neighbor, sharpen your gift. Tell your neighbor, sharpen your gift. Don't be lazy. How you will know you are sharp is that when you're under pressure, you are still standing. Some people start crying, begging the woman. The woman needs you. Say, who is so person? Say, this boy is sick. If I don't pray, we die tonight. Say, that's my son. The story changed. Say, you're a man of God. Say, wait. She looked for another hotel for him immediately, close to her house. Come on, say, I hear you. She looked, say, wait. Everybody, line up, stay on the queue. Call the hotel. Do you have, okay, I'm sending someone to you. Yeah. It's a man of God. Please give him the best room.
She now told the man, "Sir, I'll come and see you. I'll take you. It's my son." She started talking about it. He said, "Don't worry, I'm here." The person who said, "Don't come me," was the same person that I embraced. That's why I told you to pray that prayer. You don't understand. Hey. And that's how he broke the yoke of traveling out because of prophecy. You are going to pray that prayer again. Because many of the people that are sent to work against you are not even aware. They are not aware. They think they are doing their job. Father, everyone who has been put in my path to say no to me, to give me rejection notice, when they see me tomorrow, let them embrace me. Open your mouth and pray. This is about you. Open your mouth and pray. Let's do this for 5 minutes. Come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth and pray. When they see you tomorrow, they will embrace you. When they see you tomorrow, they will embrace you. When they see you tomorrow, they will embrace you. Zekatayenemeyakula. They will embrace you. Are you praying or are you playing? They will embrace you. They will embrace you. They will embrace you. They will embrace you. Yegatabayikazaya. Zakataye legelia maruka saya. Zekata. Hey! Barisa teya kulamaya. They will embrace you. 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 Mighty name. When I started sharing with you this morning, I told you that most of the people you look at today and you appreciate, they didn't really know that this was how they would get to where they got. They, at some point, they were like you, also trying their hands on so many things. Huh? You see, as we are praying this prayer, do you know these old buildings, I think it used to be in Europe or UK, where you have like a cellar, a door that opens, then you can go down to the basement. Huh? This door is in the floor. Huh? This door is in the floor. You can open it both ways apart and go in. I saw a door like that open. Huh? But this door was in the heavens. It opened both ways. But it looked like that a wooden door. Huh? And what I saw is as though it wasn't rain. Eh? It was flood. It's as if God was waiting to overflood you. Huh? So now that the gates are opened, this is the first installment. I want you to receive everything that has your name from that open door. Start praying for yourself and your family. Mention your name
and start receiving your appointment. I saw appointment letters. I saw wedding certificates. I saw marriage certificates. I saw employment letters. I saw promotion letters. Can you open your mouth right now and begin to receive that one that belongs to you? Are you praying or are you playing? Zekataye kelo maya hateya. Ah, receive it, oh, receive it, receive it, receive it. Arema kataye le makundi yasa. Take possession. Take possession. Take possession. Take possession. Take that appointment letter. Take that new opportunity. You are not aware the opportunity is there, but you will see it in 7 days. 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 I prophesy, you will see it in 7 days. You are not aware. You are not aware. But in 7 days, in 7 days, hey! You haven't seen anything. The blessing is about to flood into your house and flood into your life. You are about to begin to experience that which is known as the blessing of the Lord. Without limitations, without restrictions, without limitations, without restrictions, the blessing of the Lord that adds no sorrow, the blessing of the Lord that brings peace, the blessing of the Lord that comes in due season. This is a due season breakthrough. It is a due season breakthrough. Zekataye le makuriande. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. The power for a new season. The power for a new level. The power is flowing now. I see liquid fire at the top of this building. And it is the fire of a new level. The power for a new season. It is the power of restoration. I receive it. 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 I will not fail. I will not fail. It is my time. I will not fail. It is my time. I will not fail. It is my time. It is my time. Ayekabayaya. It is my season. It is my season. I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not fail. In the name of Jesus.
Zayana Arimadia Azegaha. Aha. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll be out of your face in 5 minutes. I'm seeing three letters that are from, and one is from an embassy. It's a delayed visa. And two appointment letters. Foreign jobs. You may not be good enough for your current company, but the Lord has sent help from another land. I said the Lord has sent help from another land. And it will happen quickly. I said quickly. The Lord said I should release you from the current level you are operating in, career-wise. The Lord said I should release you for something bigger and something better. They will look for you. Every one of you trusting God for a job, stand up on your feet if you are there and lift your hands to heaven. Wait. I'm talking about those who are not currently working. If you are not currently working, or the job is below minimum wage, raise your hand. I want to pray now. Zekataya, Zekataya, buy cannot. Now, in the name of Jesus, collect your appointment letter. Now, I am seeing a particular person. You've attended several interviews and you are demoralized. You no longer have confidence in your own self. Wave to me. If you are that person, just wave to me. You attended several back to back and the result was disastrous. Now, in the name of Jesus, within 7 days, receive your letter. The next person that will interview you will not have time for interview. I told you, destiny is not fear. Destiny is not fear. Oh. There is partiality in the kingdom. Don't be... I said receive your employment letter. This is the year of our flourishing. Begin to flourish. 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 You will be like a tree planted in the midst of water. Your economy will no longer be determined by Nigeria. Something is happening. I saw somebody here while I was praying. I saw the glory of God being restored back. It was taken away. Somebody here. I saw a flash and the glory of God started burning again like a fire on your head. In the name of Jesus, today, if I be a man of God, enter into a new season. Today, enter into a new season. Let me tell you, this young lady is the one bearing the seed of inheritance in her family. I'm not sure I've even seen her parents. Apart from maybe one of her sons came last month. But that's what the Lord said. So she needs to make it. To give others a fighting chance. So from today, the same way God blessed Adam and spoke into his destiny, such that even when Adam sinned, he still prospered for 900 years. Let your prosperity be like a sea whose end no one can see. In the name of Jesus. From today, as you imagine it, the Lord will bring it. I saw her in the realm of the spirit, and I saw her in the future, and I saw her giving huge sums of money for crusades in millions. The Lord said, this one, I want to keep my money with her. Look, whatever you know about yourself, you've not seen it. What the Lord is saying here, money will not be among the things you are looking for, because God wants to hide his money with you. You don't look like it now, but I saw her. People who are building churches, send them money. This one, oh, for God, are we? For orphans. That's how she was spreading. But God said, what? I kept my money with her. From today, you will no more be ordinary. The kings of this earth. There's somebody here. The Holy Ghost is. I see fire burning somewhere here. Lord, where is this person? Shadakadabada. There's somebody here. Seplakasuf. I saw your destiny being restored. It was taken away through careless talking. You are not aware of what happened. But the Lord has also brought it back without announcement. Lord, find that person and let there be a sign. As you rise into a new season, a new level, a new dimension. Now you will have bigger opportunities. And the hand of the Lord will bring it to pass. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. I wish I could describe what I'm seeing now, but no time. I don't want to distract you, because I'm seeing God. It seems the Lord came for women today. What was happening to the brothers? They are okay. Aha. 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 Listen, God knows. God knows that what he wants to do for you, you don't know the road. You don't know the way to get there. So he has decided to do it. Are you listening to me? He has decided to do it. So you will receive an information very soon. That blessing will come like an information. It will look like something that is not sure, but it will happen quickly. I said it will happen quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wrote you a letter of shame. Today the Lord says it is now a letter for testimony. I'm looking inside somebody's phone and I'm seeing a terrible message that somebody sent to you. Very bad message. The Lord said, don't look at it. Say, forget about it. Say, I will make sure all of them are alive. What I'm about to do. Hallelujah. What I'm about to do. what I'm about to do. You will be surprised. They will also be surprised. Today is the beginning of your breaking forth. The Lord said, tell them to stand for a blessing. Say, because today is the beginning of a breaking forth. And next Sunday we'll pray again. And we'll keep praying. And we'll keep praying until revival comes. Some of you are overdue. We must now register our knees in the presence of God. Until He sends rain, we will not stop. Until He sends rain, so that our ground will no more be barren, we will not stop. Give your neighbor a high five and say, welcome to a new season. Welcome to a season of breaking forth. Welcome to a season of breaking forth. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able.